and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director today. It's 12:31, time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A judge's ruling will mean an antitrust lawsuit against Champaign-Urbana's two major health clinics can go to trial. Judge Richard Klaus issued the ruling today. Carle Clinic Association and Christie Clinic had asked that the lawsuit filed by Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan be thrown out. The clinics are accused of conspiring to deny new Medicaid patients, thus increasing the reimbursement rate from the state and forcing those clients to go without care or pay high rates elsewhere. Earlier this year, Judge Klaus had thrown out the AG's original suit against Carle and Christie, but he allowed Madigan to refile the case with more specifics. Spokesmen for Madigan and for Carle say they were reserving comment until they review the ruling. Improved test scores at Urbana High School have taken some of the pressure off of work on developing a restructuring plan. But as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, the president of the Urbana School Board still hopes they can approve a plan next month.
The sticking point is how the restructuring plan would be monitored for effectiveness. The State Board of Education says this is essential. But some Urbana School Board members object to creating a special administrative post for monitoring, citing the cost. And at last night's school board meeting, some members didn't like an alternative plan to create a monitoring team of current administrators, citing the need for an outside observer. Urbana School Board President Mark Netter says the monitoring team might be used temporarily until a permanent solution is found. He says his concern is that whatever they decide on has the school board's full support.
The people doing this work need more support than a 4-3 vote provides. So what I want to see is a plan and a proposal put in place that we can at least get, hopefully, every board member behind, but a clear majority, not a close majority.
Urbana school board members will discuss the high school restructuring plan some more at their September 16th meeting. In the meantime, the board agrees on other parts of the plan, and Assistant Superintendent Don Owen says those parts are already in the process of being implemented. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Demonstrators staged a school boycott to protest Illinois' education funding system. They're staging it, and they're taking their message to government and business buildings in downtown Chicago. Churches from the city's south side plan to bring hundreds of students who are skipping school all week to 18 buildings downtown, including City Hall, the Chicago Board of Trade, Boeing, Merrill Lynch, and Aon. State Senator James Meeks is the boycott's leader. He says businesses were chosen because they support Chicago's bid for the 2016 Olympics. He says Chicago can't prove it's a world-class city unless it fixes its education system. During the day, the students will also get a 4-hour lesson from retired teachers in math, reading, and writing in the building lobbies. Word that the Illinois House might return to Springfield for a special session later this month has reached the Republican National Convention in the Twin Cities. Amanda Vinicky is with the Illinois delegation and has this report.
The rumor is House Speaker Mike Madigan will call House members back to authorize leasing the state lottery. It would pay for an infrastructure plan. Madigan's spokesman left the possibility open, but says nothing's scheduled. That didn't stop reporters from asking about it and Republicans from weighing in, like House Minority Leader Tom Cross. He questions if Madigan's putting on a show to appease voters who want a public works program.
I'm glad that he's interested. I'm glad he's talking. But I think it has to be a real discussion with all the players and not just something for the sake of doing it to take the monkey off your back, so to speak.
Cross says Illinois' unemployment rate is dismal and building schools and fixing roads is a way to pump money into the economy. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Southern Illinois University in Carbondale and the Ulysses S. Grant Association are apparently parting ways, but not without a legal fight over who gets what. The nonprofit group wants a Jackson County judge to issue a temporary restraining order barring the school from removing, disposing of, or divesting property that the association says it owns. A university spokesman says it'll all have to be sorted out by a judge. The group has talked about leaving the university since its executive director, longtime history professor John Simon, was fired after accusations of sexual harassment. Simon was one of the nation's foremost scholars on President Grant and the Civil War when he died last July. He was negotiating a return to the university. A hearing on the matter is set for next week. Carroll County, Indiana, has won a grant to install flood warning sirens along the Tippecanoe River, thanks to the help of a Native American tribe that applied to the federal government for the grant. County Emergency Management Director Dave McDowell says the nearly $100,000 grant will allow the county to place three emergency sirens along the river by early next year. During flooding last winter, sheriff's deputies drove up and down the roads along the river using sirens and announcements to urge residents to evacuate. Carroll County Sheriff Tony Burns says the Eel River Tribe of Indiana applied for the grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration after tribal officials approached the county offering to help. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible by Silver Creek in downtown Urbana, serving lunch and dinner every day with a brunch on Sunday. For 17 years, Silver Creek has served fresh and seasonally current dinner.